You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago is on the phone line. Mike, a little rainfall earlier in the day, and it looks like it's just kind of the first round of a series of showers that may pop up in our area. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, well, we have a very large and wet storm system that's moving eastward right now. And actually, the core of the storm is still far off to the west in the Rocky Mountains. So we'll be dealing with areas of rain and thunderstorms not only today and tonight, but all the way through Sunday. Now, it's not going to rain the entire time, so there will be dry periods mixed in. But just across the Corn Belt, we're looking for widespread rainfall of around 1 inch for most areas over the next 3 to 4 days, with much heavier amounts just off to the west and north of central Illinois. The axis of heavy rainfall is a bit difficult to figure out at this point, but it looks like it will set up somewhere from eastern Nebraska through Iowa, northern Illinois, and points to the north where, you know, total rainfall could locally exceed 3 to 4 inches, which would be a very large rain event, especially considering how dry it's been over the last several months. So a very, I wouldn't say an unusual situation, but it seems unusual given just the lack of rain over the last several months.
Now, the rainfall is welcomed and unwelcomed at this time of year, but I'm wondering more about wind that might be involved with these storms. During dry seasons, the corn plant will put all of its energy into creating a kernel rather than a stalk, and standability of the corn crop may be okay at best, is my guess.
Well, the winds will increase as we go into the weekend, and especially once we get into Sunday across Illinois. Once the main system finally ejects eastward from the Rockies on Saturday, we'll see the main surface level system intensify somewhere over Kansas and Nebraska. Then that'll move on to the northeast into Minnesota. Ahead of that system, we'll see a tight wind gradient develop, which will pull winds northward from the south. But generally, southerly winds have a difficult time getting real strong at this time of the year because warm air is fairly light. So as the winds are coming in from the south, the air is naturally rising. It's the cold winds that are the strong ones because that air is heavy, and as the air is moving southward, it's sinking and hugging the ground. So the real strong winds with this event will be further to the west across Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, into Nebraska. So that's where that type of issue, I think, would be a larger concern. But there will be some strong winds, no doubt, with this event. But for Illinois, it steadily gets breezier through tomorrow, with the highest winds most likely when the cold front comes through sometime Saturday night or Sunday.
Does the weather open up for field conditions next week?
Well, it turns sharply warmer next week, so we will see considerable drying for at least 3 or 4 days after this system exits. The only real question is whether or not warming is going to occur in front of another big storm system that will head into the region around Friday of next week, or if we'll just see a return to what we had earlier, which is just a long period of warm and fairly dry weather. At this point, we would just say the chance for rain late next week is low, but that is something that needs to be followed. It's a little bit early to have high confidence in the weather forecast 7 to 8 days from now.
What new developments, if any, are occurring in South America?
Well, the big story there is in Cordoba, Argentina. This region produces around 40% of Argentina's corn each year, and they're bone dry. A lot of these areas have seen less than a quarter of its average rainfall since August 1st, which is a long time now. We're talking over 2 months, and there's not much rain out there until possibly Wednesday or Thursday. Corn planting is falling behind schedule because of this dryness issue, and that will need to be closely followed. We would like to note, though, the areas to the east are not quite as dry, but it looks like a fairly substantial dryness issue has developed in Argentina.
And finally, if you could check in on the Chinese growing areas, especially in the northwestern part of the country where they should be in the middle of corn harvest.
Yeah, they are, and it's dried out considerably in recent weeks, and that's a part of their normal climate, and there's really no big rain chances out there anytime soon. So we would expect harvesting to quickly advance across China over the next 7 to 10 days, with, again, their climate turns sharply drier at this time of the year, so rain chances steadily diminish each week.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.